the wolf hunters. Ash and elves. Imagine the most pompous, self-absorbed examples of humanity. Wrap them in a thin layer of undeserved arrogance and sprinkle in enough stolen magic to give them the feeling that the magical world is an all-day buffet. But enough about me. Let's talk about these ponces. They have my best friend. I'll be there soon, Thread. I promise. Oh, that's Morse code. Huh. Yeah, that's the situation, Mads. We need to move before the wolf hunters send in reinforcements and move Threadripper.
Valentine, I understand your concern.
Concern? According to Thread, they juiced a shifter like nothing. Thread's more magical. What happens if they try leeching her?
Then when I'm done, I'll...
What I was saying... Mr. Ugly, please convince Miss White Flash to calm down.
Not paid enough for that.
Now, please.
At least Pirate Girl will make death quicker.
Hey, put me down! Fire
is on
me! I am not in my pirate body!
Now, sun's getting real low. I'm gonna call you Princess Donut.
The fact these non-magical beings are aware of our world and have been harvesting its denizens deserves an immediate response. However, we need to be smart about this. We need a plan.
I've got a plan. It involves us stealing our friends back before anyone realizes we've been there.
As always, Valentine, your plans are nothing but... Wait. That's actually quite clever. I may have underestimated.
Thread came up with it.
Of course.
The problem is, these wolf hunters can strip magic off a supernatural like old paint. We're gonna need to be careful who gets close.
I pray it's not you. I'm afraid of what they do with inked magic.
Nope. We've got someone who has no magic to lose.
I will not be scruffed.
Miss Riza, please, refrain from damaging Ugly any further.
The wolf hunters know who I am anyways. However, Riza is about as magical as a paperweight that isn't in your office.
GD, please, have a seat.
Thank you. I must ask, though, why Ugly is in the hallway with his head stuck in what appears to be a sculpture of Miss Madeline?
Anger management.
I see. I hope it's managed.
Not yet.
Stick around. You can bet on what Riza is going to trash next. Just log in to ZeroCash.com.
Does it offer payout in drachmas?
Geely, don't fall for that. Anyways, Reese is going to bring the wolf hunters their very own zombie.
I'm quite magically damp. Very squishy in places, too.
You're also pretty much impossible to stop. I'm sure that will give those yappy little mongrels something to salivate over.
GD, I assume you know who the wolf hunters are?
Of course. Valentine brought me up to speed in our last threat earlier. It would be an honor to assist Riza with an infiltration of their temporary base of operations.
While she's in, Riza will scout the place out. Find Ripper, Larissa, and spring him with anyone else trapped inside.
You believe, due to Riza's condition, her magic cannot be siphoned off?
Thread said that in order for the glove to work, magic's got to be fired off. Kind of works like tech pixies soaking up Wi-Fi, but doesn't share well with others.
Excuse me, I will not have my inherent magic compared to some enchanted item. Anyway, I'm not going to hover around here while you go after Threadripper.
You can and you will. If they grab you, they've got 2 pixie batteries to power their tech.
So sad, don't care. I'm going.
Zero, if they steal your magic, We're in a whole new world of trouble.
The way I see it is this. You can choose to let me come with you, or I go alone. And you can bet I won't be nearly as subtle. Remember Zero Mech? I'll bring it back. And even bigger.
I get it, mate. I'm worried about Thread, too. Just keep the chaos down to a minimum. And don't let them grab you.
It's a deal. Thanks, Valentine.
Could you at least call me Wobbles? It feels weird when you use my real name.
I'm coming too.
Hell no.
I can provide another set of eyes, and let's face it, you need someone to have your armory ready when it gets ugly.
They've ripped a shifter's animal body away. I can't see that happen to you.
Riza, we're a pack, and I'm not letting you go alone. You should know that by now. Maybe. And keys to a station wagon if you aren't going to drive.
I pray you had plans to return the stolen vehicle, Zero Day.
Maybe. I didn't think anyone wanted to ride with Corpse Dude over there.
I did plan to stop at Sanctuary and alert Nyx.
I'll ride with you, Gigi. Besides, I've always wanted to ask your thoughts on zombie movies.
Ha! I must introduce you to Crowbrain.
Alright, we've got our crew. GD, Reza, Savvy, and the Full Metal Dingbat.
Full Metal Wingding, thank you.
Yeah, aren't I the bat?
Are you two quite done?
Yeah, I guess. For now.
Before we go, Mans, I have two questions.
I just can't wait to know what they are. What, Valentine?
Need to borrow something. And what was with the thing that made Reza all bleepy?
For Threadripper, I will allow you to borrow whatever you need. As for the second question, there have been multiple complaints of profanity from pink-haired shifters and street magicians with Cockney accents. The city has elected to not look into how these unique individuals randomly appear and disappear from my office, but instead allocated me money to have the profanity censored.
How the b- did you manage that? There was someone who would pay money to stop random profanity, but not investigate vanishing people.
Bureaucracy. The censorship spell was an off-the-shelf model, much cheaper and still within the budget for unexpected expenses.
Fair enough. All right, everyone. Let's go steal us a Threadripper. And teach those wolf hunters a lesson.
Yeah, let's them right the
two times!
Jeez, Savvy, take it down a notch.
I refuse, respectfully.
I regret explaining the auto-sensor.
Whoa, look at this place.
Thread says it belongs to a big tech pixie named Scuzzy.
I can't tell if they just wanted to loot the shop, or whether they were after something in particular.
They should call themselves the Loot Goblins instead of Wolf Hunters.
Hey! Wobbles made a funny!
It wasn't that funny.
Yeah, acquired taste, I guess.
Someone give me a hat with the
ward. Zero, get your communication thingy up and running, and I'll help Reza.
Will do.
You alright? Larissa's just as tough as Ripper. She survived dating me, after all.
You're an idiot, you know that, right?
The Abyss is perfect, idiot. I'll take that title from the pint-sized pirate queen. We're starting from scratch with the ward, but with a shift of magic, it's mostly scrawling sigils on walls. I'm trying to keep my mind clear for Ripper, just in case she dials in again. Gotta ask, Reza, what's with the runes? Pretty sure that's none of Flax work, and Anne's has a much better flow to it.
It's kind of my own pack magic. Larissa helped me figure out how to sense it. She's got the air, Anne's got her art. I kind of have it in music. Ever ever been to a show where the air itself is electric? The musicians on the stage, that pulse, it's the center of the storm. That's what I call on.
Pretty sure that's the plot of that game with the metal head and his guitar axe.
So a guitar.
It also had an axe.
Ahem. Check one, two, check one, two. Is this thing on?
Ah! What the hell, Zero?
Success! I'm upstairs, and you're downstairs.
Hold on. Zero in my head, Zero in my head!
Relax, Gio, I'm not in your head. Check your left ear.
Earpieces? How did you get that there?
Not important. Now we can keep in touch.
So what's the spell? Some kind of enchanted ear bead that enables telepathy?
Oh, I bet it bends the electromagnetic spectrum to render thought transmissible in specific directions.
No, they're transceivers. I got them off eBay last year for an epic print that I haven't gotten around to yet.
We're just relying on tech? Like, regular people tech.
There's no telling how sensitive the Wolf Hunter's magical detection system is. These ones use magical wards as a transmission medium. It's indistinguishable from Wi-Fi.
That's kind of brilliant.
Just don't tap on them. You might start getting my podcast playlist. Also, may cause an addiction to Murderbuzz, wearing dusters, and staring brutally into the night.
Why is there a bill for services rendered in my pocket?
This setup costs money. Actual human money.
Weird.
Gross.
Again. How did you get them there?
Okay. I kind of stashed them all on you back at Mads. Real sneaky-like. It just took a lot longer to sync up than I thought.
Hello?
Is this thing on? Oh, Zero Day. I think I've ended up in your podcast list.
What did I say about the tapping? Ugh.
This town is almost quaint. I feel the urge to settle down here and push up daisies.
Can you, hear our thoughts with these things?
That would take some magical meddling, and we want to avoid that. Oh, they'll likely catch on fire before the end of the day, so make sure you take them out.
Zero!
What? You can't blame me for this one. Finding out some jerkbag has our tech and wants to harvest thread. I'm not giving them any more toys.
Just get yourself up set up, Zero. Reza's gonna need a cover ID to get in, even with GD as a bounty.
We're going to get provisions. Miss Savvy, would you meet me outside the Spore Cafe? I feel a bit decaffeinated.
Maybe they have murder buzz. I'm not sure about mushroom coffee after the Trevor incident. I'll be there soon.
Yeah, of course. Grumbles, you're really easy to make a cover story for. I just took some of your previous life exploits and modernized them a bit.
Okay, let me look. Hey, when did I shoot a sea serpent?
Remember the tentacle monster from Valentine's Bridge?
I should stop keeping my sushi leftovers and the summoning charms on the same shelf. Once Savvy and GD get here, Reza can head to the Witch's Brew. We likely only got a few hours, so we'll be playing this one a little close to the wire.
Find Thread and Company. Break whatever's keeping them in lockdown and get out.
Don't take any stupid chances, okay? If you're busted, I'm coming to rescue the lot of you.
Put some powerful magic in the hands of a bunch of self-righteous D-bags?
As opposed to the self-righteous D-bag you know? And hopefully get out without them realizing we're there. Just to keep things interesting, Mads has the Queen City in lockdown, so we're on our own.
Guys,
we have a problem.
Aw, you two are just adorable. Welcome to our humble little coffee shop. What brings you here today?
Ash and Owls, get out of there!
Hi, I'm here for a large triple-triple and whatever low-fat, non-creepy mushroom murder buzz you have available.
Sure thing. You two look like you're new in town. What brings you here?
It's across the street. Let's go.
Wait. Savvy, same plan. You're the bounty hunter.
Wait,
Yes, you. GD's not exactly going to pass for a non-magical creature, and they must have been waiting on us.
I'm not a badass. I'm comfortable in my tech world. This is Reese's world, and it's loud.
Savvy, I'm right here. You can do this. Take a breath. You know those cheesy action movies we watch?
Yeah.
Think of the one with that guy trying to get out of LA.
The one with the surfing scene that made no sense?
Yeah, just think how he acts. You'll be fine, and if not, he and Valentine are nearby.
Okay.
You look like a cat's got your tongue, darling. Or maybe a cat called you here?
Name's Reza. Reza Pliskin. Heard you guys could use some help.
Oh, and who told you that?
You know, the ones in charge. The ones that have you, cleaning up the streets.
Well, I guess you could say we're cleaning up the streets. What is that thing you have there?
A shambler? A street magician let it loose to try and scare people away. I heard about it and stopped the brain-dead zombie's reign of terror.
Brains! I mean, grrrr,
chuckle. Oh, hearts and puppy stickers. I've never seen a zombie up close before. Figured they died out with that entire movie craze.
Like a bad TV season he kept for just the right occasion.
Such irresponsible use of magic. What if it wandered into a school? It breaks my heart to think of the children. You see, this is why street magicians should not be entrusted with their powers.
Yep. So irresponsible.
Agreed. I mean, why?
Just tell me where to put him. I can throw him in holding until the pickup arrives.
Oh no, I couldn't trouble you. We can get one of our best over here to assist. Plus, he'd love to meet a real bounty hunter.
Okay.
No worries, Batgirl. I already have a connection into that cheapo laptop of theirs. I can alter Reese's profile to match yours.
So, this is who we have to thank for averting the zombie crisis.
I hardly think one of me is an outbreak.
What was that?
Praise, and so on. Right.
I swear I heard that zombie say an actual sentence.
Sometimes these mush for brains string a few words together.
Now to business. You seem to know all about us, but we've never even heard of you.
One of the higher-ups sent me.
Which one? If we're to believe you, we'll need a name or a title.
Tell them. I didn't think these guys would be that prepared.
Savvy, tell him you were sent by one of the Fangs.
I was sent by one of the Fangs.
One of the Fangs? My, oh my. Hold on while I make a call. Trust but verify, as Reagan always said.
Yeah, go ahead. No fur off my eye. I mean, no skin off my back.
Wobbles, how do you know Fang was a title?
If I were a self-important ponce running an organization called the Wolf Hunters, I'd definitely call myself a Fang.
Hello, this is the Fang.
Greetings, brother. I wish to verify a recent bounty hunter by the name of Reza with a rare gift for us. A zombie, disgusting creature. But if we could find out how it works, it could be a breakthrough.
Hey! I mean...
Yes, of course. Be sure to give her the proper welcome a bounty hunter of her status deserves.
Thank you. May the moon be forever full, and may our enemies fear the dark.
roll for initiative or whatever you do.
Well, the thing was unique, but orders are orders. M'lady, would you please come with us? You should see our recent acquisitions.
You heard him, Shambly. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Graveyard Tapes, The Thread River Job, Part 1, written by Dustin Gray, edited by Aidan Morgan, Angela Dumalog, and Nikki Ewart. Audio engineering by Robin Saifinabia, produced by Brianna Jean Toiber. With the voices of Chase Hunter as Valentine, Caitlin Sinich as Riza, Nikki Ewart as Madeline, Aidan Morgan as Ugly, Lamar Harris as The Great Big Detective, Angela Dumalog as Zilgay, Casey Glover as Savvy and James, and Pam Torgensen as Terry.